Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well, don't you let me.
I want to thank Coach last night for his ways to take. Coach have been to Vietnam, Korea, and Coach was telling us what was going on last night in healing. And I thought that was very important that him to talk about what was going on in our world. And what was going on in our country. So that's very important. I'm getting the echo. I wonder where the echo coming from.
You see. Now, the fear in that echo.
Okay. Let me see something. Nah, we ain't getting that echo.
I want to respect you and Gary. I can't stand the music. I mean, the being here.
Open up for us. I want you to, you know, James Brown was saying it's a man's world. Hey, I want to talk about what's going on in the world. And with prayer, change things. And when people know the real word of God, when people have been through something, storm, a flood, you can say something. I'm going to listen a little bit of James Brown saying it's a man's world. Before I do that, I want to talk to you going on in the world and what's happening to us around the world, the flood, the storm, but prayer changes things. I want you to get ready for God to bless you. And if you got to meet the prayer and see, let me give you some information. We're on 5 days a week, from 9 to 10. That's weekdays. On Sunday from 11, anytime you come on, we want to motivate you. We want to stimulate you. We want to give you a word from God. We want to open up your mind so you might be healed and delivered and a breakthrough coming for you. So today, on this Sunday, we want to talk about you being able to know what world you're in. And we're going to get ready to vote. And we see what happened in Georgia with a man that is strictly a liar. And the Republican Party is standing up with him. They know he's a liar. They know he's a liar, but they're saying he's all right. See, we have to understand, we have to be honest and true with ourselves, with our people. And we don't need no people that kind of sell the black community out. Stop the killing and save the baby. I think that's the most important thing that we should do. Stop the killing and save the baby. And if we do that, we can move to the next level. But God, I want to say to you, Psalms 59, Psalms 93, and Psalms 78. I want to talk this morning. I want to thank Coach that was on last night. And he's a big, I'm going to let people know what they need to be here. You need to be here from racism. You need to be here from lies, generation of curses. You need to be here from that. If you don't never talk about the generation curses, you can never get healed. If you don't never talk about the truth in the church, you can never get healed. If you never talk about some of these bishops, some of these prophets, some of these mega churches is getting rich, billionaires, but they ain't doing nothing for the people. You have to talk about them that got 5 or 6 planes, got homes all over the world, and the traditionalists is starving. You got to talk about over in Kenya, you got little babies that are starving right now, ain't got no food. And we're the richest country in the world. We got to talk about Florida, all the rich people down there, and the hurricane, and the tornadoes, and the floods coming. You got to talk about that. And once you talk about that, the truth will come out. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God is kind of life. I want to tell you, it's a world that God made, the gospel of the way he gave the only God's Son. That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have life. What does that mean? He said again, the world gave his only God's Son. The Son he gave to me and you was Jesus. The Son he gave to me and you was our ancestors. Because he so loved the world. So when you say it's a man's world, it is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing but without a woman. See, and what I'm saying, every man has to understand that a man needs a woman needs a man, you need to walk together and be anointed by the Holy Ghost. Well, I lost my husband, I lost my wife, so what? I got a mission for you. God had a mission for Moses. So Moses, you got to get out of Egypt. Moses didn't want to go, but they put him out after he had been in Egypt for 40 years. They sent him out. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So we ain't going to bow. They had made a pact with God that they weren't going to bow to our God. Not going to bow to things that is of witchcraft and the devil. You're not going to buy for a lot. It's only God's son that will believe him. Should not perish, but have everlasting life. Psalm 44 for you, Jimmy. Psalms 120 for you, Rose.
I want to tell you, everything is in divine order. When it is in divine order, God makes it work. So we're looking for things to work out for you. I want to say to you, I was excited to meet some of the guys that played baseball, that was a lawyer, a doctor, that was a judge, that was a minister, that was working people, and they all gathered together. And it was a crew of men trying to make life better. Back in Gary, we was in Gary last night. And we had an awesome time fellowshipping with people. And I want to have an awesome time with you this morning for God to take you to that level you need to go. If it's a world that God made for me and you, God made man and woman. He made man for woman and woman for man for them to be fruitful and multiply and bring about life and bring about healing. I'm praying for you, Sister Bass, praying for you, just coming in my spirit this morning. And I'm praying for you, Adrian. And I want to tell you that God got a way or open up a door. As I pray this morning, my theme is, it's a man's world with a woman. My theme is, God is God, me by itself. Every letter, every telephone call, every extension of love, I want to thank you that came, that called, that, see, now we just come out of revival. The last thing I think I told you to get, Mary, a prayer, a Gina Rose, I asked you to set some water up, but the last thing I said, make sure you get this. And, you know, sometimes when you're doing a lot, you forget. I'm praying for Mary in Arkansas, Fort City, to call me. Sister Betty from Fort City, I'm praying for her, too. Little brother just had a birthday. I'm praying for him also. We talked last week about the book of Enoch, that God gave Enoch the law and what to do. Right now, I want to talk a little bit about is a man's world. In the Word of God, God is able to open. This morning, I'm taking my time, and we're going to walk through what's going on in the world. It's a man's world, but in Matthew 6, that says, seek first the kingdom of God, the righteousness of God. A much right woman needs a much right man. A much right man needs a much right woman. And God can always release the breakthrough for you. And I want to say this to you. God can do your healing right now. And when you ask God for the healing, he will deliver the healing to you. Whatever going on in your life, he can do it right now. And we need to ask the question and say, Lord, we need you to do it for us right now. And we don't need to wait. We need God to do it right now. Thank you.
We both got a
viral snowstorm of misinformation.
Take it all.
Stay strong. they used to sing down south, "Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down, I feel better." Some of you know about it, some of you don't. But that's the song that great-grandma and papa and them used to sing in the church. They didn't have no organ. They had a few drums. Pat your feet, clap your hands. You know what I'm talking about. Lisa Brown, Nella, Mayo, and Sister Carrie, Nam and them, they had church. And they had church where people got healed and people delivered. People that had a problem got healed. We're still in the healing business. We're still in the business of delivering God to you. We're in that framework. So your angel, Exodus 3 and 20, God will send that angel to you. And you got to accept that angel that he sent to you. I was praying for a young lady over in Hammond last night, and she was on my radio show. I was telling her all is well, and God going to open up a blessing. The seed of Abraham, Divine Miracle Ministry, finance, a financial covenant that God will make with you. And God will give you exactly what you want. Hebrews 11 and 1, it says, now faith is a certain thing, hope the evident things are not seen. If you put your faith in God this morning, it's a man's world, but it won't be nothing but a boy and a girl. God made everything. And he made everything God made was good. And you abused it. But God made it for good. And whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. If you just open up this morning and ask God for a breakthrough, ask God for a healing, he will heal you. I want to call your attention to Matthew 6 and 33. It says, seek first the kingdom of God. All the other stuff can be added. Seek God, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And all the negativity, create a climate of love, a climate of joy, a climate of peace. I'm going to tell you this morning, this is your season to be blessed in spite of what you've seen, in spite of what you heard. God is still God. And the God of the universe rule and super rule. So whatever you come into this morning, God still is in control. I just want to say that God is still in control. Sometimes you understand that you can make it. You can't make it by yourself. You need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You need the power of God. Hebrews 11 and 1, it says, now faith. You got to have faith in what you're doing. You got to know that God will keep you. I had James Brown saying, it's nothing without a boy and a girl. It's a man's world. Yes, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have an everlasting life. I want you to get ready for a breakthrough. In spite of people trying to use you, in spite of people lie to you, because God can always bring the truth. And generation, we experience generation curses. What do you mean? I mean, we're experiencing. Ain't got nothing to do with you. It got to do with generational curses being done to ancestors. have been done to innocent people that ain't been told. I got a book that I haven't been told. People was brought from Africa. They stopped in Florida. They were stopped in North Carolina, South Carolina. In Richmond, Virginia, they were put on chopping block. And they were sold like you sell food at a store. Said a slave master, 500 slaves. They had to walk to Mississippi from North Carolina. Now, it might take them a month or two to get there. Some then died. Some is sick. The curse on the South for that. Oh, y'all ain't listening to me. A divine curse you can't stop for standing up. And like, oh, God, let this song go away. Oh, God, let this blood go away. God, stop this fight. God already know what's going on. You have to get out of his way or he get in your way and you'll be dead. Because he said the wages of sin is death. Gift to God eternal life. And this morning you got to let go and let God. Man can't do it for you. Wife can't do it. Husband can't do it. Children can't do it. Nothing but the will of God to make it work. But you got to ask him to make it work for you. You got to ask him. And then once you ask God for what you want, you got to say, Lord, I thank you. You got to thank him body, mind, soul, and spirit. If you need, plant a seed. I don't know what you need going into the harvest season. And then you got to understand a lot of stuff ain't going on no more. God can cut it out. I'm telling you, ask God for a breakthrough. He's going to give you exactly what you want. St. Luke 8. Chapter 8, verse 20-25, Exodus 23-20, because you want that God and angel with you. You want that angel that God has signed to you to work for you. But if you don't ask for it, you ain't going to get it. Hello? So you have to ask God, and you have to learn how to thank God for the big and the little. And people that get in your way, God's going to move them out of your way. That's what I'm saying. God's going to move them out of your way quick, fast, and hurry. And when God do that, he's going to move it quick. And when he moves it quick, you ain't got to say nothing. God's going to do it quick. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you this thing. God is a keeper of life. God is a keeper of men and women. And I want to tell you, this morning, God will keep you in perfect health. God will keep you with a perfect mind. God will keep you beyond what you ever expect. This morning, I'm praying for your healing, your deliverance. I'm praying for your breakthrough. I'm praying for what God got for you and what's going to happen for you. And you say, well, Bishop, what's going to happen? God's going to do some good things for you. All you got to do is hang in there and let God go on and do it for you. And let God keep you on the square. Tell somebody, God, keep me. So you want God to keep you and your family. God, keep me healthy. Keep me knowing. Keep me seeing. And sometimes you got to ask God to keep you in a certain way. You, your family, your children. On the job, you have to God keep you. Joe, I want to ask you, you got to ask God to keep you. Earl, you got to ask God to keep you. Janet, you got to ask God to keep you. Raymond, you got to ask God to keep you. I'm telling you. And when John, when you ask God to keep you, he's going to keep you. I'm going to keep your family.
One thing I did, and I've led the Bible, for you to write a letter and put seven things you want God to do for you. And you write it to my post office box. That's post office box 28-9097, Chicago, Illinois. That revival, that was seven things I wanted you to get. I want you to work with. Some of you did, some of you didn't. But I want you to know that God will work out for you. And God will work out for you. He's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. So how quick you want him to do it? You want him to do it quick. And you can't beat God blessing. You can't beat God giving, no matter how you try. I'm asking you this morning, intercede for your need. I don't know your need. When you plant that seed, God will release. He said you got to be in a church, you got to be in a pastor. He said, if you got a need, you plant a seed. So when the Hebrew boy had a need, God rescued him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had a need not to get burned up in the fire furnace. Daniel had a need not for the lion to eat him up. And that need, when he put that need forth, what happened? The angels came. And just like they came
then they'll come to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Uh-huh. You can't be God given. Go. That's sometimes Bishop teaching. Oh, dear, because I got a picture of me holding up about Dr. King Megan Dollar. When you Google that picture, James is 17 and 5 for him. No matter how you try, more that you give, we're going to give back to you. Time, prayer, meditation, that way your healing coming. Father God, right now, somebody in need of a financial blessing. Somebody needs a door open up. Bless that man, that woman, that family member. Give them long life. Give them health. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What holy divine body, mind, soul, and spirit. Keep giving the cup on the table. Put my name. Bless those that are busy. Bless those that are moving. Bless those that are good. Those from the white people call the rainbow good and being. We've been here with body, mind, soul, and spirit. To be God this and you. Sarah, brand new year. Sherry, for you. I want to tell you, BD, I'm standing with you right there in New York. And so, Freddie, Kelly, I'm brand new year. I want to tell you, Sarah, Sarah, just a God to come out. I want you to love me. I want you to get it. Make a move right now. You can't wait. You have to move now. So you can go to PayPal or go to Cash App. Go to Cash App. Get the money from the district. Good. And I decree, so I want you to accept what God got for you, and I want you to accept it right now. Some of you want to wait. Sometimes you can't wait what God's going to do for you. I want to announce to him, the storm is over. Shout victory. In the lead and Sanders, Reverend Sard, Reverend A.R. Dunbar, Reverend Hester, all those that fought Bishop Ford, Tom Foster, Justice Hunter, those that fought in the civil rights movement. I'm Jesus. So every day we see that the truth. You and this church are you can be the spirit for this time. To one for them. God bless you. I want to tell you, Chelsea, all the day. Never take it. All is well. I want to tell you. Passing over the time. 11 o'clock hour, 1 to 12 o'clock, it's over. The storm. Whatever you've been through, I want to tell you the storm of alcohol, drugs, the storm of confusion, the storm of being broken, passing over. If you lift your hands and say, Bishop, the storm is passing over. In your life, find healing. Find words. Exodus 14:14, that's a divine word. Read it, reread it. That's a divine word. Let me say it again. Exodus 14:14. Read the divine word, what God is saying to you, man. Woman, what God is saying to you. Don't tell me the business can grow. I want to tell you, never reach your assignment of anybody listening. Look the assignment and let them go. Look, let them go by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. The storm is still passing over. You might not know the cancer, the high blood, the sugar, the cataract. As anybody knows, all you got to say is passing over and say, thank you, my healer, my deliverer. Come. Passing over. And you might be. And you might be going to be lost a loved one. There's no problem with it. Everything I hear. You want to get a new job. It's coming. But the storm of you, of jealousy, the storm of hatred, of racism, you can't hold the truth. The truth got to come out. So God, I can't bear you. But the other area, the storm of hope. It's over in your life. Never. Matthew 13:8. That 22. only Jesus that we get. God brought every step away, which God been looking. Hey. Oh.